Hello and welcome to our short 10 question spin-off, The Top 3, where I choose a topic and ask guests to list their three favourite things about it. This week, comedian Lawrence Mooney details his three favourite beverages.
It's a very difficult one, three favourite beverages. So I'll go by volume for number one. It has to be red wine. Yeah. I've drunk an insane amount of red wine in my time. And this year, I turn the age, I reach Peter Cook's age.
Oh, wow.
Of 57. And he died at 57 of a gastrointestinal hemorrhage, which was attributed to his years of very heavy drinking. So red wine, on a light note.
You're more robust than Peter Cook, I must say. He did look fragile towards the end.
Cab Savs, I like a big earthy wine and probably French wines too. Côte de Rhône, anything from the Rhône Valley. You know, your Chateau Neuf de Bap. So red wine, number one. Number two, dry gin martini.
Oh, I remember. I remember you loving them.
So dry gin martini, I will go dirty at times. It always has to have olives in it. But if it's mixed correctly by a master, you can almost barely taste the dry vermouth or vermouth. And so it's the most clarifying drink that immediately behind the chest, it melts away all the anxiety and the worries, and it elevates you to a new place.
In fact, wow. After,
I'm going to mix myself one. And number three would be a beer or two. I'm not a big beer drinker. Beer is not my friend. You know,
a cold
one after mowing the lawn, maybe two, but any more than that, and I lose lucidity and my brain becomes very foamy. It's not great. It's not great for my disposition, beer.
So interesting that the you know, essentially alcohol's alcohol, but whatever the vehicle it is so, it does such different things to your mind.
Absolutely. My father was an Englishman from Liverpool, and he used to bemoan how Australians drank beer. He said, it's like fire water and they become idiots. You need to be very careful. And no, never a truer word spoken, I reckon. You know, him following up, you know, an urbane Englishman, albeit from Liverpool in England, and, you know, working class roots, and looking around at the piss-swilling Aussies in 1958 as him and his good lady wife came off the boat. He must have thought, what the fuck have I done here?
Thank you so much for tuning into 10 Questions. We'd also like to thank all the guests that appear on the show. And if you have a minute, please subscribe via iTunes or your podcast app and leave us a rating. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me on Twitter at Adam Zwar. So until next time, thanks for joining us.